It's Here and Now, and we end the hour with a look at a bit of a shakeup in the world of paper clips and number two pencils. Staples announced a plan this week to buy Office Depot for $6 billion.
I think they sell paper, too, and printers
yes,
and
other things,
but,
ink.
But they argue that a merger would keep them competitive as Amazon and Walmart encroach on their turf. But as the world goes more and more digital, does it even make sense to run a brick-and-mortar, old-fashioned office supply company? Derek Thompson of The Atlantic joins us from Washington today. Derek, good to have you back.
Good to be back.
And why is this merger happening now?
There are two levels that I see here. The first level is that Staples and Office Depot are both struggling in the market for office supplies. Both stocks are considerably down from their decade highs. I believe Office Depot is down 75% from its 2006 high. Both companies' market shares are shrinking as, just as you said, more customers are going to places like Walmart or Costco or going online for their papers and pens and folders and paper clips and printers and pencils. A lot of P's there, I guess. But there's something bigger than office supplies, I think, that's going on here. And that's the digitization of work and the digitization of retail. More white-collar jobs are computer jobs, essentially. And the work is happening on a computer where you don't need material supplies. The paper is worth documents. The folders are a cloud. The clips are Evernote. And the ink is keys. And so there's simply not the same need for office supplies that there used to be. So it's not just that Staples and Office Depot are struggling to maintain their share of this market. It's the market itself that is declining. So it's sort of a storm within a storm.
Well, so do you think – pick that up first because we want to ask you about the merger. But do you think this means we're looking at the next blockbuster? You know, not that long ago that video rentals were huge. Then Blockbuster filed for bankruptcy in 2010. Are you saying that there may be no more need for these box stores?
I think it's certainly moving in that direction. I think it's fitting thematically that this story is happening around the same time that analysts are talking about the final demise of Radio Shack. Both of you and some listeners have possibly seen those 1980s, 1990s advertisements for Radio Shack where someone will have a cassette player and a camera and a video camera and all of all these hardware tech equipments they used to buy at Radio Shack. And then the punchline at the very bottom is, now this all fits in your pocket and it's called the iPhone. Well, a similar sort of unifying effect is happening, I think, in office supplies. I think that a lot of the material documents that you used to need to buy and organize and file and contain, now all of that exists on your computer where that filing and containing is all done automatically and digitally. And so we're moving both in the Radio Shack world and in the office supply world sort of away from a religion of stuff towards a world of access and more invisible ownership of technology and software. And that's really where the future is going in both of these segments.
Some of us are, but I'm sitting here thinking, where will I get my blue Papermate pen and my yellow highlighter without which I cannot live? But just to the merger itself, because these two companies tried to merge in 1996 and the FTC voted against it. So what's the thinking of if it might happen this time?
Right. Well, first, Robin, I should say you're not alone in this. Office Supplies, I believe, sold 11.7 billion dollars last year in the U.S. So that's quite a lot of
although
of
I
blue
like
pens
the
go
pens
around.
That click like this. Robin likes
right.
the ones
we have
that
to does. Have our pens.
You must have the pens.
And other people do feel that way too. I mean, there's obviously people who still want their supplies.
Absolutely. So what's different now from the late 90s? Well, in a word, it's competition. In 1996, you could have conceivably said that Staples and Office Depot would have dominated too much of the market. You know, Office Depot just bought Office Max, and the combination of those things would have been a monopoly. But now you're seeing competition from Costco and Sam's Club and even Amazon. And so both small business owners and larger business owners have so much choice in this market that both companies are saying it's conceivable possible that the federal government won't say that we're a monopoly, but rather that joining together will make us more competitive and make the market more competitive. Mm.
Derek, I'm just jumping forward 10 years into the future. Let's say that this does go through and they end up consolidating and closing a lot of stores, or even if they don't close a lot of stores now, maybe they will later if the market really dries up. And Blockbuster and Best Buy is having trouble, and we know Circuit City is gone. Are these streets that are filled with these big box stores just going to be – they're going to have to be – I don't know, software warehouses, or what are they going to turn into?
This is a really interesting question, and the one stat that I'll give is that the economy has grown tremendously since 2000. But in the last 15 years, we actually haven't added one net retail job. So what's happening is we're buying more and more stuff, but we don't need people or brick and mortar stores to sell it to us. Everything is going digital. It doesn't mean that those blue pens won't be here 20 years from now, but there's going to be fewer and fewer of them.
Mm. Derek Thompson of The Atlantic on the Staples Office Depot potential, you know, getting paperclip together merger. Derek, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Here Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.